I'm Chris Stefanik, here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk today about balancing joy and authenticity, or authentic joy. Two of our core values for my business slash ministry, Pat, thanks to your help in identifying these, is to be authentic and joyful. And joy as a core value, and frankly, every Christian should have that as a core value driving our whole lives, because we communicate the presence of God in our joy. We present a Christianity that's attractive to the world when we're joyful people. But that doesn't mean that we force this painted fake smile on the people around us in our workspace. And if we do, if it's a forced joy that's not authentic, and that doesn't leave room for people to express valid concerns or stress or feeling overwhelmed, it almost can become spiritually manipulative, that thou shalt not complain.
Yeah. And I remember it just occurred to me in the last few years when I see a Christmas card that says peace and joy, I used to think those were just generic words, but they're rooted in the same thing. And joy by definition has to be authentic. And it doesn't come because we just have a positive disposition. It doesn't come from a self-help book. It comes from knowing that Jesus is with us. And if Jesus is with us, who can be against us? There is a cause for joy. That doesn't mean we don't suffer. That doesn't mean we don't have bad days. But beneath it all, there's this sense of hope and joy and peace that should prevail. And that can never be performative, and it can never be just external.
And yet it's something we also work on. You know, one of my favorite scripture verses is the joy of the Lord must be your strength. And that was spoken to God's people when they were in the midst of a profound trial. And they were going to go rebuild their fallen city, and they were given the laws of God to follow. And there was the immediate gut response was, wow, this is really difficult. So there's things that we have to do just in our fellowship with each other or in our workspace to encourage that, quote, positivity and focusing on gratitude. But there's a fine line between that and forced.
Yes. And, you know, a good friend of mine, John Gordon, a wonderful Christian man, he talks about every day he goes on a gratitude walk. And he said to me, and I loved it, he was so vulnerable, he said, I used to be kind of negative. And he goes, now every day I go on a gratitude walk and I just thank God for the simple things, for just being able to walk and breathe and do these things. And from that gratitude emerges joy. And I think when we work in an office and we're having a down day, if we have that spirit within us, we can be infected with joy from others. Others can help us to remember to be grateful and to raise our spirits because Jesus is with us. So let's go ahead and pray.
Yeah.
God, give us the spirit of joy and authentic union with you. Help us to know that we are always to be hopeful because you are with us in everything. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.